You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and I remind you, before we talk Canes, best place to get geared up with Canes merch, Caneswear in Davie, or online at caneswear.com. So, Joe, longtime voice of the Miami Hurricanes, you're in South Bend. Canes basketball tonight, Notre Dame. You can hear it, by the way, on 560 AM. Heat on 104.3 FM, and Canes on 560 AM. How's the weather in South Bend?
Very cold. I'm sitting on the bus right now. We're going to leave in a couple of minutes for the arena. Temperatures in the 30s, and they have a massive snowstorm on the way. So hopefully we get this game done by 9 and get out of South Bend and get home.
Yeah, you got to get home. You got a national championship game to call on Monday night. So that's
I got another road trip, though, before that.
You do?
Where are
you going?
On the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, don't get caught there. Listen, you better be here for Monday night. I mean, that's the most important game.
I love basketball, too. We got to focus on Monday, don't we?
We do, but we got a job to do. So right now it's one at a time, focusing on Notre Dame. However, I'm deeply dialed into Indiana, so I feel pretty good with where I'm at right now.
Fair enough. Before we go on, I should mention, and we have mentioned it today, the University of Miami announced today the passing of Bill Courtney, who was an assistant coach for 6 seasons and was the interim coach last season when Jim Larrañaga stepped down. And Joe, good guy from all accounts. May he rest in peace. You knew him, obviously, a lot better than us.
Yeah, terrible news, Hawk. BC, one of the most positive individuals you could ever be around. Did the post-game show with him, for 3 or 4 years. I can still remember when Miami defeated Texas in the Elite Eight, him coming over for the post-game show with his hands held high, the biggest, most radiant smile. And, you know, this is a very tough deal. His son, Billy Jr., is a graduate assistant on this staff. Billy is a graduate of Notre Dame. I was with him last night, just, I think, moments before he got the news of his father's passing. He's here. Or he was here. Billy Jr. gave up a job, an accounting job, to become a graduate assistant, go back to school to get his master's degree, to be, you know, to be close to his dad. And, of course, this happened. So really tragic news, 55 years old, and BC may rest in peace. But what a great human being.
Yeah, it's very sad. We keep him in our thoughts today, and as we move forward to Monday night with the national championship game, can you put into words, Joe, what this trip to the college football national championship means to the program and to Mario Cristobal?
Yeah, it's really, I'm trying to, you know, zero in on that perspective, and it just means, you know, it's going to be redemption. It's a sigh of relief that Miami is finally back on the big stage. And if they win it, it's just going to be unbridled joy, I think, for every Hurricane fan, and of course for Mario Cristobal, who's quite frankly, I think, changed the narrative on him at this point. If he hasn't, then people are never going to change. But to get this far has been joyous, and to win it would just be, for this fan base, it would be an incredible cap to what's been a wild adventure ride here in the last 4 weeks.
And talking about, I guess, Mario's, you know, legacy and Carson Beck. Joe, in 15 years, when we're sitting here on the Hawkman Crowder and Solana show talking about another championship appearance, are we bringing up Carson Beck in a conversation with the Ken Dorseys and the Gino Torettas? And is he to that level yet with his legacy, even not even seeing what happens in the national championship?
Well, if he wins it, he will be. You know, I think, that's the final piece. He's got to win it. But he got Miami to the national championship. It's hard. A lot of people are critical of him. It's hard to not look at his record and go 37-5. He's winning these games. He won the A&M game by being a game manager and getting Miami to the right play. He didn't turn the ball over. He won the Ohio State game, made the plays when he needed to make them. He ran. He needed to run. He did run. Now, last week, the game's on his shoulders twice, right? Miami's behind twice, and he rallies them, takes them down the field, and puts them in the end zone. One, a touchdown pass to Malachi Toney. The other, what was that, a 15-play drive. I think he completed 5 or 6 passes on that drive. Every single one of them was a big pass, and then capped it off by running it in. He's going to be mentioned if he wins it, I think, with the other great quarterbacks. If he doesn't win it, probably is going to be a tier behind that, simply because he's been here for 1 year.
Joe,
but he got them back. He got them back within striking distance of being on top of the mountain. So let's see what happens on Monday night.
Joe, how do you see the game playing out? Because I think it would be better for the Miami Hurricanes if it was low scoring, similar to kind of how we saw them play against Ohio State. I've read all the statistics about how the Canes' offensive line outweighs the defensive line of Indiana by however many pounds it is, 50 pounds or whatever. Is that – it's just as simple as the Canes have to play their game, right?
Yeah, they got to get to their identity, which isn't too far away from Indiana's identity. The way I see it playing out, I feel good about Miami's chances. By the way, I want everybody to continue to say that Indiana is great, that Indiana is crushing everybody, which they have, that they're the greatest team to come along since LSU. Keep it going. Keep it going. That being said, if Miami can play their game at a clean game, they can't have these false start penalties and some of the silly penalties that they have that stall drives and beat Indiana. But it's going to be a game of physicality. It's going to be a game of running the football, stopping the run, and we'll come down to Beck and Mendoza, which one. Both those guys are in charge of the ball, so who makes the bigger plays or who makes the mistake? And I think Miami's got to be able to get into Mendoza's face and really be physical with him. One of the things I noticed about him, Channing, maybe you can back me up on this, he's a very good runner, but when he runs, he's a very big target. He's a big guy that runs straight up. And maybe he's been hit hard before, but I promise you, he's going to get hit harder Monday night than he's been hit all season long. And I think that's going to be a bit of a factor. And I look at what Miami's achieved in the playoffs so far. Everybody said the guy for Texas A&M, their defensive end, Howell, was the best pass rusher in the country, was going to crush Beck. I never called his name. Everybody said, okay, Jeremiah Smith is the great receiver, but it's Carnell Tate on the other side you got to worry about. Well, he had a couple of catches in the game, never really hurt Miami. Then they said, oh, the guy Wallace for Ole Miss had 180 yards against Georgia. Well, he was under 100 yards against the University of Miami. They've done a great job. Ohio State, Curran, their big pass rusher. He never touched Beck. McDonald, their run stopper. I think last time I looked, Miami ran for 150 yards on Ohio State. So they've risen to every single challenge that they have faced so far in this playoff. And I think they're going to be ready for it on Monday night.
Yeah, Joe, Mendoza ain't doing too much running. He's seen that film. He's going to throw that ball out of bounds because he doesn't want everybody from Miami's banging. I'm with you, too. He doesn't lower his pads, but he's very smart when he decides to run. But, Joe, you bring it up and you talk about the penalties and the mental stuff. like, analytically, you could just look at the rosters. Miami is bigger. Miami is faster. I would assume they're bigger, they're stronger. They're bigger, stronger, and faster, but everybody has Indiana winning. Is it the collective over the individuals? Because I believe that Miami's roster is better than Indiana's roster, but they're still over a touchdown dogs.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, well, Cignetti will tell you it's production over potential. But I look at that roster, and you know, there are guys on that roster. So either, you know, he brought in James Madison, and then he's got some guys from other you know, Western Kentucky, Kent State. So that's what the Power Six or whatever they call it, right? The group of six teams, guys that have gone up. And I look at that and I say, did everybody miss on these guys? What's the secret sauce for Cignetti? And I think it is he's brought guys in that have been productive, that were overlooked. But I think, you know, if you were to line them up for the NFL scouts, they would say they're flawed. Maybe they're a little bit shorter. Maybe they're not as big. Maybe they're not as fast. I think the where he gets an advantage is he built a roster of guys that are really older, 22, 23, 24 years old, that know his system, and therefore they play more clean games or they execute at a very high level. I think so. Miami's going to have to deal with their execution. But when it comes man-to-man, talent-wise, I think that arrow points toward Miami, even though nobody wants to admit it.
Joe sounds cocky, man. I love it. I love it.
It's facts.
I love it.
I'm just being honest with you.
I love
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll eat my words. You know, their execution. Look, Miami, if you go back and look at Texas A&M, they should have won that game by 20 points. If you look at Ole Miss, should have won that game by two touchdowns or more. Probably could have handled Ohio State a little bit better. The Ole Miss game, I said to Don, you know, somewhere in the fourth quarter, I said, this is the equivalent of loading the bases for seven straight innings in baseball and not scoring. At one point, it's 42 plays to seven, and they had a four-point lead. That's crazy. It's absurd. And that is simply because they're getting their own way. If they get in their own way on Monday, yeah, then Indiana will smoke them. But if they don't, and they play a clean game and get to their identity and get to the quarterback or stop the run, that would be probably the number one thing. Both teams are going to want to stop the early down runs. They stopped early down runs. I think they'll have a chance. If you look at the Indiana-Penn State game, now you got to have luck along the way. Malachi Toney against Ohio State, the ball bounced up to him. Indiana is facing a second down in long with 30, 40 seconds to go. Mendoza's under heavy pressure. The ball's deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Penn State's going to win the game. Linebacker falls down. He slips. The ball is going to be right in his hands. He falls down. The next play, they throw the touchdown, which was a miraculous catch. Hell of a throw and a miraculous catch. So sometimes the ball bounces your way. But Miami's been great against the run all year. And I think they're going to be able to hold up against this offensive line. I'd be surprised if they're not able to hold up against the Indiana offensive line.
Joe Zagacki, you can hear him tonight on AM 560, Canes Notre Dame in Hoops, and you will hear him Monday night on this radio station, National Championship Game. Almost impossible to believe I'm saying it. Canes and Indiana, and it will begin at 3 p.m. Monday, 3 p.m. the pregame, and 7:30 game start, which will be really closer to like 7:45 or 7:50. Joe, I need two tickets, all right?
Yeah, I got you on the list, Hawk.
All right, perfect. But I need comps, though. I need comps. I'm not paying anything.
Yeah. You're really on my list now.
All right. Yeah. See you, Joe.
Salon asked me, by the way, he asked me a couple weeks ago if I was nervous before the – what game was that? The Ohio State game.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a little nervous on Monday.
Yeah, I would imagine be a little tightly wound when you wake up Monday. All right, we'll see you, Joe.
All right, fellas, thank you.
There you go, Joe Zagacki, live from South Bend, Indiana.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.